I want you all to be able to see them, and it's hard to see them from the back. So if you want to come and sit here somewhere, I promise you won't regret it. Have you ever regretted it when I've asked you to come and sit out the front? I don't think so. That's really up the front. Can you see the screen from there? Can you guys see the pictures? I hope so. Yeah, not what about now? See that? All right, so I'm going to come down this side so that I can actually see you guys, because otherwise I'm sort of over the top of you guys. When I was about your age, actually, the thing that used to make me the happiest was when people gave me cool presents. Do you guys like getting cool presents? Does it make you happy if you get them? No. There you go, parents. I've just done you a massive favour. Birthdays, Christmas, save the money. It doesn't even make them happy. You sure about that? Does it make you happy? Well, it made me happy. I had this grandma, and she used to give me Star Wars figures. So whenever she went travelling, I'd get really excited because every single time she'd go away, she'd bring me back Star Wars figures. So I was always really happy to say, bye-bye, grandma. Yeah, but do come back soon with Star Wars figures. So that was one thing that made me happy. The other thing that made me really happy, and still does make me kind of happy, is when people are really nice to me and say really nice things to me and do really nice things to me. Do you guys like it when people are nice to you? Do you like it when they do nice things for you and say, oh, you're so smart. Oh, you do so well at school. Oh, you run so well in your sport race. Do you like it when people do that? You don't. Okay. Does everyone else like it when people do that? That's kind of nice, isn't it, when people do that? So I think they're good things that make us happy. But I've come to learn there's actually another thing that can make you really, really happy, and that's this. That's when you get to see something that is really amazing and wonderful, okay? If you get to see something that is amazing, or you get to see someone do something that's really clever or really skillful, or you see something that's very rare, that can actually make you very happy too. Okay, so let me try and give you some examples. I know some of you guys are really into big cats. I know you are. You like things like tigers and lions and panthers and what's the thing you really like? Clouded leopards. Well, I had a friend and I was just chatting to her and she's just been on a trip where she went to see these. They're called snow leopards. Yeah, snow leopards. And they're really, really rare. And to see a snow leopard, you've got to walk for miles up a mountain and you've got to go through all the snow and you've got to camp out in the mountains for ages. It's really hard. But then she saw them and she was absolutely amazed because they were so beautiful and wonderful and they're playing. And she got to look through a big telescope and she was so happy. Now, the snow leopard didn't give her a Star Wars figure, didn't give her anything. And the snow leopard didn't say anything nice to her or say, oh, well done, you did so well walking up here. I'm so proud of you. Good on you. Snow leopard didn't even care that she existed. The thing that made her really happy was that she got to see them and they were so amazing, okay? So that could be an example. But it doesn't have to be as exotic as a snow leopard. Maybe you really like things like sport. Okay, now we're all hoping that the football season will start again, aren't we? I'd be a bit sad if it didn't, but we're hoping it will. And if it does, maybe you know people that just really love watching sport. Have any of you guys ever been to the cricket, like gone to see the Hurricanes play or something? You have, a few of you are nodding, yeah. Maybe you've seen the football, like the Kangaroos play here in Hobart. You seem really happy about seeing the Kangaroos. You have? Yeah. So you go there and people get very excited, don't they? They're yelling and they're excited and they're watching people do awesome stuff. But the players aren't going, giving them presents. The players don't give you a present, do you, if you go to watch them play sport? And the players aren't sort of there going, oh, you're great, thank you, you're such a good sport watcher. Well done for watching the sport so well. The players don't care. You're really happy because you're watching them and they're doing something amazing. Okay, it could be that, for those of you that have had little kids, you see your little kid do something amazing for the first time. So maybe they walk. I guarantee you all your parents thought this about you. They saw you walk and they're like, oh, they're walking. Or you said a word and they said, oh, they said a word. And they're so happy and so excited. And again, you didn't give them anything. It certainly didn't give them a Star Wars toy, that's for sure. Guarantee you that. And you didn't say, oh, you're such a good parent. Thank you for nurturing me so well and raising me and teaching me to walk. No, you didn't do any of that. They just got to watch you, you know. If you're a grandparent, maybe it was seeing your grandkids for the first time and you're just going, oh, look at this little human. They're my grandchild. Wow, it's so wonderful. You know, for those of you that love music, you know, maybe it's going to see a band play and you love the band and the band's not giving you anything and the band's not congratulating you, but you think they're wonderful and they're rocking out and everyone's going nuts and you're going nuts and you're so happy, okay? Or maybe, and I'm sure almost all of us have experienced it in nature, you know, maybe you're standing on top of a mountain or you're at a beautiful beach and you're seeing the sunrise. Or maybe did some of you over summer, maybe you went camping and you got to, your parents let you stay up late and you got to lie on your back and you saw all the stars in the sky, lots of stars, and you're just there going, wow, look at all these stars. And it's amazing that you just feel this intense joy, and it's almost like, you know, you don't want to blink, so you're kind of holding your eyes open and you don't want to look away because it's just so beautiful, so amazing, so wonderful that you can't help but just keep looking because it looks that incredible, yeah? See, people get so much joy out of just seeing wonderful things or being in the presence of something that's really wonderful. And people actually pay a lot of money to travel all over the world, not to buy stuff, but just to do what that guy's doing, stand in a place and go, wow, talking about this, Dave, we kind of made the point. But what's this got to do with the Lord's Supper? Well, I actually think it's got plenty to do with the Lord's Supper. But before I explain all of that, I thought it might be good to give you guys a bit of a chance to move around and make some noise because you've sat there really well and listened to me. So you can go back to your seats. I'm going to get the music team to come up. This is a time to get all the wriggles out. So if you want to wriggle and move and be really loud, this is when I want you to be as loud as you can because I want you to sing really, really loud. And we're going to sing a song. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how all of this fits in with the Lord's Supper and Jesus' death for us on the cross. Okay, so before the song, we were thinking a bit, weren't we, about how there's a lot of happiness that you can have just from being near something that's amazing, just from seeing something wonderful, just from being in the presence of something great. And what I want to show you today is actually that the cross, okay, Jesus' death for us on the cross shows us just how wonderful, great, amazing, and glorious Jesus is, okay? The cross just makes us marvel at Jesus and be blown away by his glory. Now, we've actually seen this in our Revelation series. So those of you that are bigger than some of these kids' age have been sitting and listening to the talks on Revelation, and we've seen this. Phil helped us look at it actually a few weeks ago in Revelation 5, and Marcus actually started by reading some of this to us this morning. He read the verses that came before this. But I want you to try and read along with me now. It says this. This is Revelation 5, starting at verse 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and in a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth. It's the slain lamb who is the picture here. And it's the slain lamb that is causing this outrageous worldwide worship. Even all the things that we look at in this world, like all the beautiful mountains and snow leopards and oceans and everything, all of that stuff saying, don't look at me, look at him, because he is way more spectacular. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Says this. It says, Jesus was crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by God's grace he might taste death for everyone. Yeah. Well, what is it that brings Jesus the glory and the honor? Well, the thing that does that is that he suffered death. Okay. And I think when you actually stop to take the time to really think about the cross, you can see why this is, can't you? Yeah. What did the cross achieve? Well, it achieved the salvation for the whole world. You know, when you stop and you think about the grace and the love that it shows, you know, that Jesus loves us, you know, those who, you know, reject him and fail and spit in his face and sin time and time again, and yet he loves us and he bears with us and he forgives us and he shows us grace. And then you look at the lengths that he goes to die in our place, even though we don't deserve it. That he would take our punishment, that the perfect eternal creator God would stoop so low, bear so much for fallen, frail, failing me. I mean, that's glorious, isn't it? That is glorious. See, I think as Christians, we're very used to thinking about what the cross does for us. Okay, we think about what it does for us because we like to think about the things that we get and ourselves. I think about what the cross gives me. I think about how the cross makes much of me and shows me how valuable I am and how it saves me. They're the things that we tend to focus on when we think about the cross. And don't get me wrong, there's so much to celebrate there. If you've been to these Lord's Supper services, you know we talk about a lot what the cross does for us and how much the cross makes of us. Don't get me wrong, they're things that are worth being happy about. But I think what we forget is just how much the cross makes of Jesus and how much it shows us about Jesus and how much it points us to Jesus. And the sad thing about that is that if we miss that, then we miss out on the great joy and happiness that could be ours if we were willing to just sit back and bask in the glory of Jesus and see how wonderful he is. The great American preacher John Piper once wrote, "Paradise will not be a hall of mirrors. It will be a display of majesty." Yeah, I'll say that again. Paradise won't be a hall of mirrors, it will be a display of majesty. In other words, it's not going to be all about me looking at myself and seeing my own reflection and seeing how great I am and how much I've been made of and all that sort of stuff. No, it's going to be me sitting there with my mouth open and my jaw on the floor because I'm so gobsmacked by the glory of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, it's a challenge, isn't it, for us to appreciate this in its fullness, this side of Jesus' return. But I think that joy is definitely something that we can grow in. And I actually think that the Lord's Supper really helps us with this. So what I want to do is I want to lead us in a prayer, and then we're actually going to sing praise and worship the Lamb, okay, with the music team again. And then I'm going to come back up and I'm going to show you how the Lord's Supper really helps us as we seek to just marvel at the glory of Jesus. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for King Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. He is glorious. He is the most glorious. And we ask that you would do a great work in our hearts by the power of your Spirit, that we might get this, that we might acknowledge this, that we might truly understand this. Would you incline our hearts to be blown away by his great love and mercy and grace and sacrifice? And may this erupt in our souls as the most outrageous joy. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.